going through a master's class, and I almost felt the need to wear my gown and my hood and my chalk carrying things. And if y'all don't know what that is, that's what you wear when you graduate with a master's. They put this stupid gown on you and give you this hood, and it's got these horns hanging off of it. And that's where they used to carry their chalk in, is what I was told. The professors back in the old days. I never carried any chalk in there. It's just hanging in my closet. It's not doing me any good. About like the degree that's sitting on my wall. But anyhow, so tonight we are continuing with our master's class, and we're going to talk about bread, cheese, and wine. And I didn't bring any bread, so if you're hungry, I'm sorry. I didn't bring any cheese, and I'm sure I can find somebody in here that can wine for me. Dale?
No?
Okay. It sounded like it right there, didn't it? So, all right. So 1 Samuel chapter 17 is where we are going to be tonight. Bread, cheese, and wine. Let's start off with a word of prayer. If y'all would stand as we have this prayer. Brother Mike Foster, would you pray for us? You'll remain standing as we read God's Word. In verse 17 of chapter 17 of 1 Samuel, it says, "Then Jesse said to his son David, take now your brothers and ephah," I don't know why it just left me, but it did, "of this dried grain and these 10 loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp. And carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000, and see how your brothers fare, and bring back good news of them. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. So David rose early in the morning, left the sheep with the keeper, and took the things and went as Jesse had commanded them. And he came to the camp as the army was going out to fight and shouting for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had drawn up in battle array, army against army, and David left his supplies in the hand of the supply keeper, ran to the army, and came to greet and greeted his brothers. Then as he talked with them, there was the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words. So David heard them, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were dreadful and afraid. So the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel, and it shall be that the man who kills him, the king, will enrich with great riches, will give him his daughter, and give his father's house exemption from taxes in Israel. Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, what shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him in this manner, saying, so shall it be done for the man who kills him. Now, Elah, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men. And Elah's anger was aroused against David, and he said, why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and your insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle. And David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? And then he turned from him toward another and said the same thing. And these people answered him as the first ones did. Now when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. Then David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. You may be seated. President Abraham Lincoln said these words. At least I got it off the internet, so it's got to be true. I will prepare, and someday my chance will come. I will prepare, and someday my chance will come. Is anybody in here preparing for anything?
Amen.
Maybe it's for me to hurry up so we can get this 15 minutes of master's class over with, right? No, well, I hope not. But we are preparing for something in our life. And preparation is a key. Preparation is the key for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us are capable of certain things, right? I'm capable of running up and down a basketball floor. Not as quick as I used to, but I can still do that. I'm capable of getting up. If I needed to plant a garden, I could. I know how to do that. My father forced me to do that. So I can plant a garden. I can take care of myself with food. Hopefully, I'm capable of being a father to my children and raising them correctly. A good husband to my wife. A good leader in this church. Hopefully, I'm capable of doing all those things. Being a good friend. But sometimes I have to think how I'm capable. Sometimes I think I'm a whole lot more capable than what I am. Anybody else there with me? Yeah. Especially the older I get, I'm figuring out that I'm not near as capable of doing some things that I would like to do. But we all have to figure that out. How we are capable of doing things. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, it says, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us." Isn't that a great thing? I don't have everything that I need to do some of the things that I need to do, but I know somebody who is there to help me through that and to give me strength. And his name is God. And I love that so much that he has more than what I ever may need. And by myself, I may not be ready to do some things. Just like you. You may not be ready to do some things in life. I wasn't ready to bury my father. But with y'all's help, we got through that, right? I wasn't ready to say yes to God and follow his call. But it was time. And with him, I'm still doing it. And I praise God that he's giving me the strength to do that. I am not capable by myself of doing a lot of things. But I am thankful that we look at David. And David said in verse 34 through 37, he says this, "But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from his mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God.' Moreover, David said, 'The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.' And Saul said to David, 'Go, and the Lord be with you.'" Amen. I'm not capable of doing a lot of things. Was David capable of taking down the giant and defeating the armies? No. But with God's help, that one single man took him down. And that's what I'm capable of, depending on God. David had his own natural talent. How many of y'all have natural talent? You all have some kind of natural talent. Brother David can lift 3,000 pounds on his back.
No, we cannot.
Oh, well, figuratively speaking, correct? There's a lot of us that have natural talent in doing a lot of things. And some of us use it very well. And some of us sit back and just hold on to it. And one day when we're prepared enough, we'll be able to do it, right? But our natural talent is something that needs to be used. We need to walk in our own shoes. We look here and we see in verses 38 through 40, Saul wanted David to do a few things. So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, "I cannot walk in these, for I have not tested them." So David took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. You see, Saul wanted David to use the things that Saul wouldn't even use himself. Think about this. Saul wouldn't go fight the Philistine, but he wanted David to use the stuff that he should have been using, right? So David had to challenge that mold. And that's what we have to do. And I want y'all to take this wrong. The world tells us we've got to do this way. God says do it this way. We're not challenging God's way. We're challenging the mold that the world wants us to be in. And that's what David did with Saul. I can't wear your stuff. I've got to only use what I know to use. Guys, we're going through on Sunday mornings apologetics. How many of you know how to use the Bible? You know how to use God's Word to defend who He is and who you are as a Christian. Use what you know how to use like David did. David had proved the power of God privately. Just out in the shepherd's field, killed a lion and a bear. Man, David's a kid. How strong do you think David was? You think David went into this going, man, I got this. I promise you, if he didn't go in with some kind of thought like that, he was going to be in bad trouble. David knew when he went after the lion and the bear of exactly how he was going to handle this. Because he had prepared. He'd used God for that. Small tests prepare us for our giant battles that we're headed into. Y'all have no idea what the test that you're going through right now in your life is going to prepare you for something else.
Amen.
But these small tests will prepare you for giant battles. Knowing how to use a staff and a sling takes practice. You think David just picked it up because they were there? No, it's what he used every day. Every day. Do you go into warfare or spiritual warfare without any kind of weapons? Well, you do if you don't use them on a daily basis. Use your Bible. Get into God's Word. Pray. Allow God to be in you when you do these things. Practice. David trusted God in verses 45 through 54. And I'm not going to read all of these, but I want you to look at them. Verse 45, it says, David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand." David was ready to declare the power of God publicly. Are you ready to declare the power of God publicly? It's something that's needed now. If things go south in this country, we're going to have to declare God's power. You can't hide. You've got to stand up, and you need to do that now before things go south. That's something you need to be working on. You think you need a bigger stone? David picked up 5 smooth stones and put them in a little pouch. You think you need a huge rock, right? That's what I want. That's what I want to fight with. It's a huge rock. Something I know is bigger than everybody else. Bigger than all my problems. But that's not what I need. I've got a question for you. Are you trusting in your own ability, or are you trusting in God's power? It's a huge question. That natural talent I talked to you about a while ago, that's your ability. You need to use it. But are you trusting it more than the God who gave that talent to you? David only needed one thing to defeat the giant. That was it. One thing. And that was God. He needed God. God will always guide the stone. When we were in MBSF with Brother Ken, I don't remember what it was. We put up a thing that said, "God will guide the stone on the backside." You remember that, Ken? I don't remember what lesson that came from. But that was me and Matt Brady and some other folks that did that. Don, were you in the middle of that? No? But God will always guide the stone. When David let go of that stone, he had practiced enough that I'm sure he was going to hit what he aimed at. But God guided that stone where it needed to go. And here's your one thing that I want you to get tonight. Remember what I told you that President Lincoln said? "I will prepare and someday my chance will come." Be ready. This is your opportunity to be ready for whatever challenge comes this week. Is to be ready. David was ready. David didn't go to see his brothers to go fight a battle. David took bread and cheese, and all he got was wine from all the soldiers. That's all he got. But God had a purpose for him that day that he went. It wasn't to bring news of how it came back. That's what his father wanted. Tell me how your brothers are doing. Tell me how the nation's doing. Let me know that everything's okay. Man, can't you see David walking back home? Hey, Dad, I got good news for you. Everything's good. The battle's done. God delivered us. Yeah, I slung a rock, but it was all God. That's a great thing for me to know. That on the cross, the battle was done. And I've got that to rejoice in. Amen. Be ready to give that testimony. Be ready to live that life. Be ready to defend what the Bible says and to live on that word. Be ready for eternity. If you're here tonight and you're not ready for eternity, then you're not ready. You can't be ready if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You see, before the foundation of the world began, that's what happened. They determined that Jesus was coming to die. And He was coming to die for each and every one of us. You individually. Jesus never had a question. Am I ready to go? Can I do this? He loved you that much that He was ready to give His life on the cross and take your sin on you, on Him, because you couldn't do it. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm ready to go to heaven. This moment, He came back. Wow, what better time. But I'm ready. Some of you may not be. Most days, I'm ready to defend God's Word. Most days. And I'm sure if you looked at and were honest with yourself, you would say most days I am too. Some days the mood is not in you. You don't want to be around people. You don't want to do anything except stay at home and hang out on the couch. I want to challenge you this week. Doesn't matter what mood strikes you or how life's going, be ready. Be ready. As Dale comes and we sing a song, if you're not ready for eternity tonight, I ask that you come tonight. I'd love to tell you more about Jesus. Brother Doug would love to tell you more about Jesus. And if your life has not been ready, and you're living a life that's just going through emotion, or you're not carrying the right rocks in your bag, then tonight come fix that too. Tell God, man, I'm sorry. I need to be ready for you every day. I'm tired of living a life that's not ready for Him to come back because of the things I do. Some of the things I do, I don't want Him to come back while I'm doing them. But I need to be ready for Him. Every day, be ready for the challenges that lie ahead. Y'all stand. Our Father in heaven, we thank You for this day. We thank You for allowing us to come to Your prayer. Father, we thank You for the story of David. That even as a young man, he was ready to do Your will and defend Your name. Father, let us be that kind of people. That our lives would be filled with You so much that we don't see anything but Your deliverance and how that You can help us in the battles that lie ahead. Father, I love You and I praise You. In Your name I pray. Amen.